Hello, everyone. It's good to be here. Let's move this a bit. There's just too many Yakus. So I'm Yaku Aksi. I was just from a mission trip in Malawi in 2002, I think. Me and Sias, Yaku Prince, Lua, Yaku Kutsia, another Yaku. So we were all there, and I turned out to be Yaku Aksi, and every Yaku just got another name. But it's so great to be here. My title of the sermon is this, from Sunday to every day. I know that God is taking us on an adventure. He's doing amazing things in our lives. And it's such a privilege to gather and to be here with you tonight and just to see what God is doing and He's working in our lives. But it's really a privilege to come together like this, where we gather as God's people in this place and just worship Him. But we need to take this from a Sunday into the everyday. It's not just good enough to come together and just have a great time and it's awesome. And then we see each other on Wednesday and then we have a small group. And then it's great and then we see each other on Sunday again. Or maybe at intercession. So it's all events. But God has called us to everywhere, to where life is happening. So that's just on my heart. That's what I'm thinking and praying about. And for us as a church, everything we do, just in the community, we are a group of believers. And God's presence is really a privilege. And just being here is a privilege. And I just had a picture when we prayed for the outcome for you. You guys as a couple, just for it is, you're just in the boat with the Lord. And it's not always easy. And sometimes you'll think that where's God and He's sleeping, but He's there in the boat. He's with you guys. And I've experienced in Century City just that God is building His church. I often say, I say, Lord, I need someone that can play a guitar. And I just give a thought to the Lord. And 2 weeks later, then somebody walks in. They said they visited a couple of our churches. And they've been all over, and they walk in there, and they just feel at home, and they feel that this is their place. And then I say, okay, hallelujah. God heard my prayer. And, yeah. So that's little by little by little, God is building His church. And that's what we pray for you guys. And we pray for lots of favor, that you'll just experience God's favor moving into that place. And hold on to those words that you receive. Yeah, amen. Let's just pray. Father, thank you for your presence in this place, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we don't need music and all the stuff and everything, Lord. Us and you, that's life. We're coming together, Lord. It's just amazing. It's a privilege in this university, in the lecture halls. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you are doing. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in this church. We honor you tonight. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you gathered us this evening in this place for a time like this. And thank you, Lord, that we can expect to hear you speaking to each one of us. We open our hearts, Lord. We come with the expectation to receive from you. It's not about us, Lord. It's about you, Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So, when I was at first year, okay, I don't know if I told you the story when I joined the squash club. I made a mistake. I put my hand on the list of the guys that want to play for Marty's. So, I just bought my racket, my new clothes, everything. I put my name on the list at the club, and I got this phone call from this guy, and he said, I must come. They want to play. And I thought, that's very special. So everybody probably get a phone call when you want to play squash. So I pitched there, and I saw it's in a glass court, and everyone is there. And everybody's got these big bags and lots of rackets. And they invited a lot of people because there's a first year that want to play for Marty's. And I saw this guy coming into the court and he put his bag down and I just read SA University's, I think number one or something, and all the sponsors. And I realized the night, the day might be my day. If I win this guy, I could be the new number one. I thought just maybe, my wife said she would have run away. I thought maybe it's just an opportunity where something amazing can happen. So nothing amazing happened. I spin my racket, ask him who's going to surf. He said, we don't do that here. I said, no, if that thing is up, then you can surf or it's down. He said, no, you just go. And that's the last time I saw the ball. This is choom, choom, choom. It was just crazy. But they phoned me again. So again, I went there. But they moved our game from the glass court. They moved it to where it's just walls everywhere. And I was just thinking, I could just do whatever, that's nice. Later I realized that I actually signed up for Marty's trials. And at the fourth or the fifth game, I actually got a point, so that was nice. So, and you just do whatever you want to do. You play, you don't know the rules, you're just walking. And sometimes we think, in life, we think that we can just do whatever. But actually, we are representing Christ. Wherever we go, we're representing Christ. And Christ is with us. And the thing that I've just been thinking about all the time is what is the distinction between us and just the world is the presence of God. That's something that set everything apart. That's what makes the difference. That is the presence of God. I remember we're going to Transkei and missions back in the days. You just know Wimpy coffee is great. So it's not so great anymore. There's actually much better coffee. But in any case, the other day it's in Power 21 and everyone is there. And I thought, I've got this thingy where you, MWeb is must now, if you're an MWeb subscriber, you can stream it in the malls. It's nice, 50 megs a second. So it's like moving. So I thought I'll see the Wimpy coffee, how it's at the moment. But in any case, that's it on the side. So I'm streaming. I saw your pastor, I saw Rainer, Liana, and everyone. And the guy started talking, the pastor from Argentina, I don't know if you've seen it. And he also started talking about the presence of God. Where that's the thing that we must desire. Not the power of God. Where the presence of God, where the presence of God is, the power will come. But often we just want the power. And that comes and goes. You experience it, but it might not even change your life. Because often it's just something that we want. And I realize sometimes we get in a lust relationship with that. We just want more. You just want to see. You just want to experience. You just want more of the power. And God is just so much more. He's just so much more amazing. And he's coming and he blesses us with his presence. And then our lives change. When we were in India now in the Himalayan conference with all the guys from India, Nepal, and Bhutan, it was just so amazing to see these people all busy. We're all partnering for the gospel. We come from South Africa. They come from all over the world. And we all got churches. We're all busy. And basically, God is building his church. God is busy. And I just realized that amazing thing of God's presence. Many years ago, my wife and I were in Clancier when she was still working as an engineer. And I was without work and I just stood there. And in a worship session, I said, Lord, what is going on with my life? I'm so confused. And we're worshiping and it's amazing. And then I realized, I just got this thought that this is actually enough. Right there in worship, in God's presence, that's actually enough. Even though my life was confused and I had so many questions and so many things happening and I didn't have answers for so many things and don't know the future, it just dropped in my spirit that in the presence of God, that's enough. That's a safe place. That's a good place to be. And I really want to encourage you because that is what's making the difference. That's what we need to take from a Sunday to every day of our lives. And it's not only the about the pastors or the people working at the church. It's for all of us. We're all in a partnership. That's what I tell my guys at church. I try to get, we're a community of believers. God is putting us together for his work. He's putting us together to do amazing things for him. And we need to partner with one another. We've got different roles. We're each doing different things. But when we come together and each one bring his gift, it's just amazing to see what God is doing. I love to see when God changes somebody's life. That's what I love. I love to see things happening. And obviously, if you spend time with God and the Holy Spirit, there's a lot happening. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of life happening right there. And I want to encourage you, your field, if you study, work, home, family, whatever. When the presence of God is there, you will know what to do. When the presence of God is there, you will find a peace, you will find just a way of life that you can't describe, that is better than anything else. And the thing that we must realize is we live in two kingdoms. Well, there's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of God, and then there's a kingdom of this world. And they are going against each other. We started the parenting course on Thursday evening again. And the moment we started that, I don't know what happened in my house over the weekend. It's like a bomb that went off. And I don't know, we had so many time out and discipline and hidings, and it's crazy. And sometimes we go on missions, and then suddenly Lee must drive home with Gustav from church, where he's throwing up and he just got sick of a weird thing that's just happening. And I just realized there's a battle going on. It's easy to get, when things are going well and everything is just smooth, it's easy to get very relaxed and you say, okay, life is good, and you just carry on with your things. But there's a battle going on. That's what I'm telling myself, because I also like things to work. I also like when there's something wrong. One of my friends he once had a rattle in the front of his car. The next day had a new car. So he said, I sorted out the rattle. So I said, okay, you can, that's great. We like to sort out things. I tell the married guys, a boss of mine, he used to say, it's the 20-80 principle. If your wife gives you, this is just on the side. If your wife gives you a lot of things to do in the house, you go for 20-80. 20% effort, 80% visibility. Okay. So you change the light bulb. That's visibility, it's easy. And she walks into the house, she's put on the light, and it's done, and it's amazing. And she forgets about the wall that needs to be painted, and 20-80. I just want to read for us from Exodus 33. The Lord said to Moses, depart, go up from here, you and the people with whom you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to you, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, to your offspring I will give it. I will send an angel before you. That's what God is saying. He's sending an angel before Abraham. Moses, sorry. And then we continue. Verse 7, Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, far off from the camp. And he called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise up and each would stand at his tent door and watch Moses until he had gone into the tent. Verse 11 says, thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses turned again into the camp, his assistant Joshua would not depart from the tent. Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore I have found favor in your sight. Please show me now your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider too that the nation is your people, And he said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And he said to him, this is Moses, he said, if your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. And this is, already God said his angel will go before him. And he said, Lord, but if your presence is not going with me, I don't want to move. The power is not enough. We need the presence. And God's presence is with us. And that's what we... The presence reveals who God is. It's so amazing in Job when he lost everything and he was just... You know the story how everything was taken away. And there's Job and his friends come and they all give him what they think is happening. And then God comes and he answers him by showing him who I am. He didn't say, well, this is why it's happening. And he just said, this is who I am. I am the God that set the boundaries for the sea and for the waves and create everything. This is who I am. Trust me. And that for me is just amazing. Where we will go through life and life hurts. And life is often messed up and we've got a lot of questions. And things are just difficult and God comes and he said, this is who I am, the Almighty God. Trust me. If you just trust me, hold on to me. So I try to, well, it depends on your temperament. I will talk to people and then Lee will say, okay, so what did they say? Where did they go? I didn't ask all the questions. I don't really ask a lot of questions. Even to the Lord. Things happen. I know God is good. And he loves me. And he loves us. And we hold on to those things. And I really felt that's just for someone in a specific situation. God is good and he loves you. Sometimes we don't understand life. Sometimes we don't understand why it's happening the way it's happening. And you've got all those questions, but trust in God. Trust him. And just to get back to God's presence in the Jesus is in the restoration business. He is restoring everything back to himself. Families, businesses, life, everything. Jesus is God's answer to this world. And he's powerful. And the blood of Jesus in the Revelation is how we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We've overcome by what Jesus has done for us. We overcame by the gospel that we preached, the things that we said, the words that we took into our situations. That is what helped us to overcome. And the thing to unlock that presence of God is really obedience. You can't just do what you want to do. We live in God's kingdom where he's the king, he's the ruler. But it's also the best place to be. The world will come and it will present Mammon. It's really a love for money. It's a demonic thing, that greed, that desire for money and for to have more stuff. Guys want stuff. I love stuff and gadgets. It comes by default. And we must come against those things. May the Lord help me to be content with what I have. Because it's always, the word is very clear that you cannot serve God and Mammon. And it's really, you cannot have confidence in God and confidence in the world and the worldly system. The two doesn't go together. That's actually what's standing there. We need to have our confidence set in the Lord. We often, you want the peace, you want the joy, you want all the great things. And so you think you can just get more money and you buy nice things and that will bring the joy, that will bring the peace, that will bring everything that I desire in life. And that is the lie of the devil. Because there's always, you will always run for more, always want more, always strive for more. And when God came and he said, there is a joy, there is a peace, everything's available for us. Life is there. I come to give you life and life in abundance. it is there. And obedience is a key. I remember one day, after Lee and I had a fight. We do fight? I don't know if you fight. I think you fight. We're all sinners here, according to the word. So I was walking through the streets of Stellenbosch, and I said, Lord, what just happened? I'm so confused. And then suddenly I got this thought, Java. I studied computer science, and Java is a programming language. And I thought, no, just not Java. And I left it. I left it, and I thought, this is the Lord speaking to me, and I didn't do anything about it. I just left it there. So now we got married. Now life goes on. We moved to Kleinsee and on the West Coast, and working for the Bears later, and then I resigned there, back to chauffeur, then started the best. All this life just go on, and I'm just remembering Java. There's still this thing that I must do something about it. So after I start programming again, I thought, okay, I must study Java. But I didn't want to study again. So eventually I said, okay, I'll study Java. I pay the fees for the international exams and everything. And I do everything and study again at night. It was terrible. Jeez. So many. I learned so much. So those ouch moments, your wife said, you must work harder and you must focus. And then it's the Lord and then it's your wife. And man, it feels like the light is shining on you. And all your blind spots are being revealed. It wasn't easy. And I realized that's maybe why I must study Java. Just for me, it just showed so many things. This got blown out in the open. And then after a while of studying Java, at work, my boss will ask me something, and I said, yeah, I know how to do that, because I've studied it the previous evening. But I didn't tell him. I said, yeah, that's this. And then it was nice, and it started to pay off. So I went to write the exam. I didn't pass the exam. So now there's some cries, and it's just terrible. Now I must go, and my boss said, Jaco, you don't have to study Java. I said, yes, but it's not that easy. It's a bit more complicated. Because me and the Lord, I know he told me to study Java. So I'm now actually just after all these years being obedient to that word. And I start studying again. I paid the exam again. And one day on my motorbike going to home, suddenly the thought dropped in me. It felt like God is speaking to me. And he said, Jaco, it's enough. I said, hallelujah. I think that is God speaking to me. But obviously, okay, I did test it first. It took about a few weeks. Because obviously it's a very nice word. You can stop. It's like Abraham offering up Isaac and everything. And actually for me, it was like that. I did stop it after a few weeks. And they paid back my exam fees. And everything was amazing. And it was a year and a half of just struggling. But learning so much. And I realized that that was just something that was on the back burner, and now I could have just go to the Lord in my quiet and say, Lord, I've done that one. And I just felt that, yeah, that's fine. And I didn't have the qualification, and there was a lot of people saying a lot of things when I start doing it, and the guys from the church will say, no, Jaco, you're going to ministry. Why study Java? The guys at work say, you don't have to study Java because you're anyway working for us. It's not like we're going to give you a promotion or something. And I said, guys, I need to study Java. Just leave me alone. It's not nice. But God is going to speak to us, and he's going to lay certain things in front of us. And what we go for is obedience. And that's the difference, because we want God's presence. We want God's presence in every area of our lives. And often this, I've said it, life is difficult. I've worked through the night as a programmer, and then it gets to 7 o'clock in the morning. I know I must present this whole thing that's going to run on the Woolworths tilts. And I don't know what to do. And I thought, oh, it's maybe time to pray. And I thought, if I just prayed a lot earlier, Because then I got this line of code and I put it in there, everything works. Everything works. I got to work, boss will say, what about this, test this, I don't know, just test it. I don't know if I've shared it before, but we just tested different things, everything worked. And I just know that line of code there is special. I don't know, I didn't Google it. God deposited that in my spirit, and I wrote it down, and everything works. But that's what God will do for every situation. For our work, everything. Our supporting guys at night, and we've got the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we think it's just a church, or when we get together, then we trust God for all these things. But those things are to help us with life. I remember sitting at work late night and just working, and then I got this idea that the guy in America is going to get this issue on his computer. So I compiled this whole thing for him and put the fix in and everything, and I sent it off. And he phoned me and he said, Yaku, you're getting scary. Because I will get your mail and then my computer crash with what you put in the mail. And then the fix is there. And I just realized that because I was tired and I just thought, just send it off. I've got nothing else to do. I'm anyway waiting for him to log his issues. So now I'll just send it to him in advance. And you just know, you sit there, you know it's not you. This is God coming through for you in ways that you can't comprehend. And you will have your own stories. I said, you must study. Don't not study and just ask the Lord to deposit everything. It can happen. Well, that's a bonus, okay? But the presence of God, that's what we need. In our home, I've got so many situations where things are just difficult. They're busy with parenting calls. It's not like at home, everything is just hunky-dory. We've got all three kids, Gustav, Samuel, and Lucy. They're all different. They all got different temperaments, different things that they freak out for. There was a serious tantrum on Friday evening at the shopping mall. So I just eventually put them in the car and closed the boot and said, we're going home. And it refs you. Then you realize that there's still a lot of character building, your patience. There's a lot of things to work at. But we can trust God for whatever our situation is. And he will come through. And that's the amazing, the awesome God that we serve. He wants to be involved in our lives. And I'm not a motivational speaker. A Muslim lady once told me that she loves to listen to pastors because they're such good motivational speakers. You feel so good after the message. I said, no, man. I know Jesus. And he's an almighty living God. And he changed lives. And once we spend time with the Lord, and once we just make time and search for the Lord and His Word in our situations, then it changes lives. And then you can feel ready for whatever is going to come. Because you are safe in God's presence. But that's what we must bring from a Sunday to every day. Because the world out there, they need us to stand up for the Lord. Everything is falling apart if God is not involved. And God wants to restore it to His greatness and to something beautiful and to something amazing. And we will often find that we don't fit in. That is just how it's going to be. At work, I remember when all the pirate software and the stuff, I said, no man, just buy the stuff. I said, no, Yaku, it's fine. It's just a small antivirus thingy. We just get it for free and he load it on all the PCs. And that's just a small thing. But we will be confronted with stuff everywhere. And to stand up for the Lord and to stand up for what is right, we will often feel that we don't fit in. Sometimes we will just feel that we don't fit in because you're following God. And you're doing what is right. And you're just being obedient to the Lord. And that's it. And God will honor that. And there's going to be nothing else. That's just going to be, we're going to be obedient. And we trust God for whatever the outcome is going to be. But that's what we go for. For God's presence and God's restoration work to come everywhere. At my church, I tell the guys, we trust God for work for everyone. Everyone. That's what we do. We pray and we're seeing amazing things. We did the same in Delft when we were there. Now everybody's working. I don't know how they got work. Because, yeah, they, in the case. But they tell me everybody's got work now. And that's just life. I say we pray and we trust God for the breakthroughs, for the promotions. God's favor is on your lives. And that's how we run. We do life. And that's what we trust the Lord for. And there will always be in life, there will things, it's not gonna come easy. I'm just going quickly. I'm not gonna read all the scriptures, it's there. So it is just amazing when Moses, he had this time when he went outside the camp, and then it said there he met the Lord. They spent time with the Lord. And we need to find a place outside the camp, outside our busyness, outside our where life happens, where we can get to a place where we can spend time with the Lord, where we can hear what's on God's heart. We can know what is going on. Because there's secrets of the Lord that He wants to reveal for us. There's amazing things that God's got for us, and He wants to show it to us, and it's there. But we need to find a place outside the camp. I believe God speaks to each one in a different way, in a special way, because He loves us, and it's not just going to be a copy of someone else. You are special. Each one is special. You will hear the Lord in a special way, in a unique way that you know that is God speaking to me. For me, it just works to get out in the mountains. I love the mountains, so that's nice. Or just to walk the streets, just talking to the Lord. For Lee, she needs to wake up quite early to avoid all the kids. I also wake up. Yeah. But that time with the Lord, that there's a lot of things going to come to prevent you from spending that time with the Lord. Where you wake up early, you've planned everything, I'm going to spend time with the Lord. Suddenly you're up and the whole house is awake. And it never happens. You don't know what happened. It's like everybody's running around and they want to play. And they say, Daddy, you my toy. I just want to play with you, Daddy. I said, no, not now. And see, that there's going to be a contention. There's a battle for that time. Because that is precious. That is when we hear God's voice. But we need this time outside of the camp. Outside of the busyness. And we need to find that time. And we need to set it apart. There's a book that I'm reading, Secrets of a Kingdom Economy, where the guy decided he's going to put it aside a half day. And he said, obviously, we're always so busy and we've got so many things going on. But the thing is, it is the things that we value that we make time for. And we can just check where our time, our money, and our energy is going to. Those are the things that we value. So I'm running Comrades next week, and there's a lot of time going into that. And I realize that it's so easy to put it on the calendar and say, I'm going to train for that. And every Friday, it's 5 hours on the road. And there's all these things, and you plan everything, and it's all there. And you pay the flight ticket, and you just do it. Because you decided that's what you're going to do. But I can do the same thing with my time with the Lord. Because I need it. It's not like it's something that we just are nice to have. It's a necessity. And I'm just meditating on this thing because I believe God is just gonna. You wanna open. It's a whole new world when we start tapping into God's wisdom and what He has available for us. And we get comfortable. We're just getting. It's nice. Life is okay. It's going. We pray for the sick. They get healed. It is. Children is difficult. We pray about it. We know what to do. We've got some tools. We read some books. We know a few thingies. And it's okay. We can manage. We can service our car when there's a rattle. And we can get someone to fix something at our house. And life just goes on. And it's so easy just to settle for something that is actually not everything. So that's what's going through my head. That's why I'm talking about these things. Because I believe from Sunday to every day, God said there's a God's glory is going to be over the earth like waters over the earth. God's glory is going to come over the earth. And that's what He wants. He wants God's glory everywhere. And He wants God to restore situations, to restore marriages, relationships, businesses, everything. And that's why we go for the time of the Lord. So I want to encourage you, you need to find a place where you can spend outside of the camp. And I want to say, it's not like just, we always say, are you doing quiet time? And you say, no, I struggle, I can't wake up so early. And it's the same old. It's just another level. You find a time, you spend time with the Lord on a daily basis. And you just go for God's presence. And I believe you're just going to know more things. He's going to show us things to do. He's going to show us at our work. Pastor Rossi, he's got a lot of testimonies. How God just came and gave him a design of things for where he was working as an engineer. And he took that design to his boss and they said, oh, it's amazing. And there's the scriptures of God saying, I will give you amazing things in your sleep. So there's a guy that he prays every night before he goes to bed. He says, Lord, I trust you for words, for designs, for things in my sleep. Then the Lord will wake him up 2 or 3 o'clock in the night. And then he goes to his desk and he just starts writing. And he just starts making notes. Because the Almighty God is depositing something in his spirit. It's going to change the world. And we trust God there's always things that we want. There's always things that we want to have. I'm saying is just spend time with the Lord. If we make that our priority, I believe that things will start falling into place. Because God is not mocked. He's an almighty God. He loves us. He loves His people. And He will show Himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to Him. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9. And there's just an untapped wisdom. There's an untapped the knowledge of God for everything. And that's what I believe. There was even everything. When someone doesn't want to come to church, then I say, okay, Lord, what is going on here? It doesn't help me to say they must come or this or that. I want to know what's the right thing to do. Because sometimes something has worked in one instance and then we just like to copy it. Because it's easy. You don't have to find out from the Lord again. It must work in this situation. So now we just copy and paste and nice. And you just expect it to work every time. But God is fresh. He's just amazing. He's going to do a new thing. So I want to encourage you with that, just to look for that word of God for your situation. And then you take it. Then you take it into the world. You take it to your business. You take it everywhere. And you just start saying, Lord, we are in a partnership. God is, there's a nice scripture. I don't know where it is now. Of Moses, before he went to Canaan. Where God is saying, guess, Deuteronomy 11, verse 7. I don't look back, so if you can't find it, it's fine. So, Lord, in Deuteronomy 11, verse 11, this is Moses going into the promised land, and God is saying, I'm going to do a new thing. It's a new economy. He said, but the land, verse 11, but the land that you are going over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks water by the rain from heaven, a land that the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And if you will indeed obey my commandments that I command you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, he will give the rain for your land in its season. So there's a partnership. The Lord telling them, you go, you obey my commandments, I will give the rain at the right time. I'm going to do the right thing. I will provide the rain. Yeah, I will care for the land. He will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain and your wine and your oil. And he will give grass in your fields for your livestock, and you shall eat and be full. And that for me is just, that's just amazing. God tells him, I know what is required for you to live in this land. I know what you're going to need, and that's what I'm going to do. We are in a partnership. And I want to encourage you tonight as we're going to worship, as we're going to spend time with the Lord, God's presence is the amazing thing. That's what we want. God's power is also amazing. It changes lives. But God's presence, that is just above all. That's what we need. And I want to encourage you for your situations, wherever you find yourself, start talking to the Lord about everything. Practical stuff. I shared last time where someone crashed my car and it was just amazing. And the insurance paid out everything. Because I didn't know how I'm going to fix my car, and then I changed left. And you just share life. Just share with the Lord whatever is on your heart, everything. Because he's involved. And he's partnering with us. He's going to get the glory. That was Habakkuk 2, verse 14. It says, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Ephesians 1, verse 22 to 23 says, he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. It's us. We are the church. We are the believers that come together. And God wants to use us to bring his presence, to take his presence from a Sunday into every day, everywhere. And you can be confident in God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Those testimonies, those things how God came through for you, hold on to them. Say, Lord, you open the door. That's what I do. I've resigned a couple of times. I'm not going to resign anytime soon now. But often the in-laws, they will ask you, Yaku, not again. It's like, I say, well, that's what I feel God wants me to do. So we're going. And that's the only thing I know is God. Okay, I made sure that I believe God is telling me. I'm not just this lone ranger going wild. But the only reason I can do it is because the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I've seen him coming through for me. I've seen that miracle. He provided for me. How many things fell in place. And I know God is faithful. If you tell me something, I can run with that thing. Sometimes you don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know what time it's going to happen, how long it's going to take. Because we like to count stuff and see and measure success in a certain way. But when we're obedient to the Lord, that's actually successful. When you're in God's will, that is the place to be. And like I said, you just take everyone with. You share what God has done for you. You bring it, you take it in your families, and you trust the Lord to restore. To restore. There's people all around us that need Jesus. And we can make things very complicated, or we can give them life. And so this is what the Lord has done for me. Let's pray together and trust God to do it for you. Because he's not a respecter of persons. Amen. I think that's enough for tonight. We can stand. I just want to encourage you as we worship. Just enjoy the time in God's presence tonight. Worship is one of the ways that we enter into his presence. And this is a special time. And just open your heart and say, Lord, here I am. I come to you. Stuff is messed up and I don't understand everything, but I worship you for who you are. I worship you. I can trust you. You are the Almighty God. And allow God to speak into your life. Amen. Allow the Lord to speak into our lives. Because he wants to. Amen.